Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and again, thank you for listening to My Transformation. Our last reading was the lifting of the veil. Today's reading is the inner life, the consciousness of perfection. Man is a phenomenon for greater than any other mechanism. If only he had the patience and perseverance to explore himself. The consciousness of the inner life makes one powerful because it is the consciousness of perfection. The consciousness of the outer life makes one weak because it is the consciousness of limitation. The inner life makes the mind clear, for it is that part of one's being that may be called divine, the essence of life, the pure intelligence. Inner life may also be called spiritual life. It is the inner life that produces in him not artificial virtues and man-made qualities, but those virtues that can only arise from the inner life, and also the insight that makes the eyes see more than the mortal eyes can see. All the different means of communication, such as telepathy, telephones, radio, all the new machines and inventions that make people marvel at what mankind has accomplished, are nothing but a poor imitation of what this human body is. The view of one who stands on the mountaintop is quite different from the view of one standing at its foot. Their horizons are different. Inner life means the widening of the horizon and the change in direction of seeing. In order to see what is before you, you must first see within yourself. Within oneself is a mirror, the inner world, the inner life. It is in this mirror that all that is before one is reflected. When the eyes are turned inward, one sees reflected in this mirror all that is outside. By this process, all seeing becomes clear and manifests to such fullness, the outer life seems blurred and confused. The inner life requires freedom from self-preconceived ideas, thoughts, beliefs, in order to move forward. The inner life requires sacrifice, self-denial, which means denying the self. Sacrifice requires a large mind, deep sympathies, great love. Sacrifice is the most difficult thing. Inner life is something that is within oneself. It has been called a chamber of divine light in one's heart. The door remains closed until an effort is made to open it, and that effort is sacrifice. Everything becomes spiritual once this door of the chamber of the heart is open. Music becomes celestial, poetry becomes spiritual, art becomes spiritual work. What was hidden in him, keeping his life incomplete, begins to manifest to view, and that makes his life perfect. It enables man to express life in its fullest. And that is the end of our reading for today. And I can personally say that when you open up your heart and express your true creativity from within, it is so much more powerful. When I started creating art, and I've never really done art before, I've never painted or anything like that. But when I went in my meditations and I asked that the real me come through, and that I be that all I am, and that the me that I know does not exist, it's not real, that the real me is to come forward and consume my body. When I was doing meditations like that, I started writing languages that I didn't even know. My hand just started moving. And I was writing and writing and writing. And I was writing all kinds of languages. I got on the internet looking for those languages, and I found them. I found them all mixed up. So my writings wasn't just one language. It was several languages mixed in. And I started researching languages. And different people borrowed languages from one another. And then they put their own language in it. So that's why my language seemed to be all mixed up, because it was from different eras. And people have borrowed languages from each other and mixed them in with their own language. So I didn't study languages. I didn't go to school to learn languages. They came through from my meditations, from me connecting to who I am. And the same with my artwork. My artwork has healing energy in it. My artwork causes physical changes in your body. It switches up things within you to help give you more clarity and connection to yourself. So my artwork is not just a painting. It's not just some sketch. It's more significant. It has power in it. It's just unexplainable, but life-changing. So when we connect with the truth of who we are, when we connect with who we really are, we become even more creative. And if we're in music, the music will become more celestial, more powerful, more meaningful. Your writings, your speech, whatever you do will become even more powerful, because now it's anointed. Now it's blessed. Now it has that specialness in it. I am centered. I am grounded. I can feel myself leaving. So let me get off this subject, because like I shared with you many times, when I get to a certain state, I just start going off, and I feel myself just starting to lift up and float. So I'm just going to go ahead and end this now. And our next reading will be Preparing for the Journey. So until next time, may God continue to bless you and awaken you and show you who you are, so that you can be all that you are. May God continue to bless you in many, many, many ways. Until next time.